Hey everyone, welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon.
All right, we're out here riding in Galveston. And we got a flat about 5 miles back there, and this gentleman helped us. And then my wife ran over a blade, and he's here again. What's your name?
My name is Justin Zeiser, and I own Bike Minded Mobile Bike Repair.
Sweet. Yes. So if you're out riding in Galveston, he'll probably stop if you got a flat. Within a minute, he was here twice. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad
We're on Addicted to Triathlon.
Ah, there we go.
Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode 29.
29.
We got two flats.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it.
I'm just thinking of 29. We made it to almost 30.
Almost. We're almost over the hill.
It's taken like 5 years to make all these already.
It hasn't been that long. It's just a year and a half.
Yeah.
A year.
We're kind of slow. Yeah. But anyways.
So,
it's a work in progress.
So how was training this week? You did a bike, a run. You did two runs this week during the week, right?
Uh-huh.
An hour each. You did one bike on Zwift and one swim, right?
Yeah.
So that was about 4 hours worth of working out. And then what did we do Saturday? What did we decide to do Saturday?
Well, we were thinking, because we saw or we heard on the news that there was a shooting or something in Galveston on East Beach or around
West Beach.
Around East or West Beach.
West Beach.
That's what you read in there?
Yeah.
Oh, West Beach. So we probably shouldn't go. So, but then I wasn't really looking forward to going at our old place where we used to go. So John's like, why don't we just go to Galveston? Yeah. I'm like,
They arrested the guy, put him in jail.
Yeah.
And what spring breakers are going to be out there early on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, they've got to be passed out.
So
I'm like, sure, let's go.
So we went and put the bikes on the Jeep and we headed to Galveston. And it was foggy.
Yeah, I liked the fog.
Really foggy.
Yeah.
And it was, to me, it was cold, 66 degrees.
But it was really nice.
It ended up being nice because there wasn't really wind. Much wind.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, so
today it was windier. We were out running. Whew.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So we went and we were going to bike as much of the bike course as we could. We were thinking about 40 miles, and we were going to take a side street instead of taking the main seawall road that goes all the way out to Freeport.
That's an awesome little street we took.
Yeah, so this
we it's took like this little, no stress, so just scenic and relaxing, and we saw a couple cows or horses.
Horses. So we got there to Schlitterbahn, parked our bikes.
Where the pyramids are.
Still took the, it was still foggy.
Yeah.
Took a couple pictures.
We had our flashers on our bike.
We had our lights on, yeah. Our red taillight flashers and our white light in
the front. I had my helmet light on.
I mean, you had your helmet light on in the back,
mm-hmm.
flashing. So we were pretty safe.
Yeah.
So we started out on the bike course, just like you would on the Texas 70.3 route. And we got out to, we took the road behind the baseball fields with the speed bumps. And then I had to pee already. So had to stop.
You went out with the cows.
And then we got on the back road we were going to take, and we, instead of turning left at a certain spot, we kept going straight, and then you had to pee. So word of warning, probably got to go find a place to go to the bathroom before you go.
Yeah. Well, we were drinking a lot of water. We had a lot of water with us and coffee.
So then we finally rode out about 9.5 miles from Schlitterbahn and got to the main road. The main road was a lot nicer than I remembered when I did it.
It was very nice.
It was smooth.
We're going to go again.
And the road was wide.
And there was tons of fellow bikers.
There was tons of bikers.
Just like us. They weren't really passing us, but they were on the other side.
They were on the other side, like finishing their rides.
Yeah.
While we were starting
ours. We're waving to each other.
And then we got about 20 miles we would turn around, which is where I thought that the toll place was. Yeah. And we stopped. It was a little further than that, so like 22 miles.
Took a picture.
Took some pictures. And then I went to talk to the gate guard, the toll guard, and I said, can bikes just go through or do we have to pay the toll? And he said, no, bikes can just go through. So I asked Kate if she wanted to go to the other side of the bridge because she didn't remember that we had been there before on the other side.
Yeah.
So we rode our bikes on the bridge. What'd you think of that bridge? It was a lot better again than what I remembered. It had potholes and stuff when I was on it. So you liked that bridge?
Yeah.
And it
wasn't too much sand on it like in Pensacola and their bridges.
How about...
Remember their bridges had a lot of sand.
How about the grade? Was it too steep for you?
No.
It was just fine. Right? Okay.
I'm not even sore from it.
Yeah, so we went and got to the other side, got off the bridge and turned around and went back.
It was awesome.
So we're riding back.
We're going to go again this summer.
Yeah. Well, you're going to probably go again before your race and ride the full course. 56 miles. What's that face?
The full course in Galveston.
Kate's making a face at me like I'm crazy.
We're going to go back and do the full course before the race.
The bike.
You think we have enough time?
Yeah. We should be able to.
Guess we'll see. Depending on weather and stuff.
Yeah, so we'll probably do that. So on the way back, we're still having a good old time. And then about, I'd say 15 miles from Schlitterbahn, I ran over some glass.
Back and to Schlitterbahn.
And I was looking at my tires and I had gloves on. And usually when I run over glass, I'll take my gloves and rub my tires to get any glass off. But for some reason, I didn't. And then I heard it. Flat. Rear flat. Those are always the fun ones. So I flipped over my bike. I took off all my water bottles, flipped over my bike, took my back tire off, got my tools out of my kit to take the tire off, got the spare out. And then here comes a guy in a van.
Yeah.
Just pulls up.
And all the way on the other side of the road where we were.
Yeah, he crossed the road. He was driving the other way that we were riding.
He's like, I'm not some weirdo. Can I help you? And John was like trying to not get help, you know, like a normal man. And I'm like, John, just please take the help.
Yeah, so I got the tire on and I was just finishing, or I got the tube in and I was just finishing up the tire. And he goes, let me take that for you. I got a compressor in the van. So we're like, okay.
So that got fixed.
So he came and put my bike tire back on and we were on our way.
Yeah.
Then a couple miles later, I had to go to the bathroom again.
Oh, yeah.
You found a porta potty for me this time. So I went and used the porta potty, got back on the bike, started riding, and then I heard behind me,
pop.
And I was like, oh, no. And I was trying to turn around and look at Kate, and I'm like, did you get a flat? She's like, yeah, I got a flat. And I was slowing down and I stopped and I unclipped one foot. But I didn't unclip the other foot and I fell. I fell down. And so I put my bike away and I ran over to you and I said, take your stuff off and flip your bike over. As we're flipping the bike over, guess who shows up again?
And we didn't even see him this time driving on the road. I didn't even know what way he came from.
Yeah.
It's like he came down from heaven and like, bam, there he was.
There he was with his van.
And so I'm like telling him, oh my gosh.
Yeah, oh my God.
Again.
You said we're not amateurs. So we looked at your tire and it was a slash on your tire. It wasn't just a puncture. No. It was like your tire was slashed.
Yeah.
So he took your tire. I asked him, or your whole wheel. And I asked him if he had a tire in his van. And he said, yeah. And I said, yeah, we'll pay you to replace it.
So we paid him.
So while he was replacing the inner tube and the tire, Kaylin said, why don't you go look to see what it was? I ran over. And then a little ways away, I saw a blade in the middle of where you were riding.
Humongous blade.
So you ran over a blade, a utility blade. And I brought it back to you and showed it to you, took a picture of it.
And then, yeah, it's on Instagram.
And then I took it and I buried it under a rock so no one else would run over it. And then the guy came out of his van and you heard me ask about who he was and asked him to interview for our podcast really quick. So his name is Justin Zeiser, Bike Minded. So he's out there all the time.
In a white van.
Yeah.
Like a white Mercedes van.
Was it a Mercedes?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So he apparently just rides back and forth because every cyclist that we talked to knew about him, said he was a great guy.
Yeah, there was other bikers there's this one biker guy stopped and told us he was really good.
Yeah, and another lady stopped. She had a nice bike, yeah, too. And she said, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. So, yeah, if you are out there riding around on Galveston, out that main road,
you're pretty safe out there.
Yeah, he's riding around looking to help cyclists.
Just make sure you have your credit card.
Yeah, well, he didn't charge me the first one.
No.
To help me to pump up my tire. So
yeah, we thought we were free and clear there.
But then, yeah, we could have patched up your tire, but it would have been really difficult. I was telling Kate how to do it. You take your patch and you put it on a long patch and you put it on the inside of your tube.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he got us a nice Victoria tire. So we got you a matching one. I bought you a matching one.
Nice.
Because we were going to get you a tire anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
we finished our bike ride.
Finished our bike ride. On the way back, after we got off the main road and was taking that back road, we started dying. Because I think it was, I don't know. We were riding back with just a tiny headwind, but it was enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was all squirrely all over the road. I was just not comfortable.
Yeah.
I had to focus on my form. And we finally got back to Schlitterbahn. And then
we practiced our run around the Schlitterbahn.
We went to go and do as much of the run course as we could, so you would see where it was.
Yeah.
So we ran.
And then I wanted to go and see the water. That's what mainly I wanted to do.
Yeah, so we went over on the dock and checked out the water. And so you saw how it, I don't know if they jump off of three of the piers. It looks like it from previous videos. And then go towards the main turn buoy. So you go out there, you make a right, then you'll go a little ways at an angle away from the dock. Then you'll take a left and then another left, and then you're headed back towards the paddle boat that's out there. And by the time you get like almost to the pier, level to the pier, you're already halfway through the race. So that's already 1,000 meters.
Yeah.
So you're almost done anyway.
So we tried on our wetsuits today and it feels like my wetsuit isn't actually choking me.
Yeah, her last one before was tight around the neck.
I think it was a different one. Different. It feels different, this one.
It is a different wetsuit company.
It's much better.
Yeah, for you. Yeah, for you, that was good. I used the same wetsuit company. Mine was a little pinching around my armpit. So
are you using mine?
I'm going to use yours. No.
My company?
I went to the same company, but I got a bigger size.
Oh.
Just because it was around, I think around the shoulders. I pulled up the shoulders, but
yeah,
it was still kind of rubbing weird in my armpit.
Yeah, that's not
on both sides. I don't ever remember feeling that before.
Yeah, always get a way bigger suit than you would think.
Yeah, especially if you have construction problems around your chest and
you
may tend to panic.
You need to be able to breathe. I don't know how I breathed at that last one I had in Waco.
It's supposed to be tight on you. So
it was extremely uncomfortable.
Didn't we practice it, though?
Yeah.
We practiced it a couple times in the pool.
Yeah, but it wasn't comfortable.
Yeah, so, but we got that wetsuit. So your swim will be fine on the Texas 70.3.
Yeah.
So you feel more comfortable since you looked at the water?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to...
Doesn't look so scary.
Yeah. Good. Then you come in and you know what the bike course looks like. You know what the run course looks like. There's a lot of turns on the run course, huh?
Yeah.
And then it looks like they moved the finish line. So the finish line is now...
I wonder why they always change it.
I don't know. Traffic, congestion. I don't know. A lot of it was similar to what I ran, and that was a long time ago. But then a lot of it was different as well. Mm-hmm. So we went and checked that out. And then afterwards, when we were done, we went to Subway, got some food, and headed to the beach.
Yeah, we'll have to remember that Subway.
We had our picnic
mm-hmm.
at the beach, looking at the pigeons wanting to share in our lunch.
They were so cute.
So cute.
Some of them looked mean, and some of them looked cute.
One came pretty close, just asking.
Yeah.
You're like, you're so cute. I'm like, don't talk to it.
But then I walked away, and then John gave him some food.
Then they all came.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. And we went to go check out the temperature of the water. You checked it out in the bay. You said it was not that cold.
Not too bad.
But the ocean, the Gulf was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, it was freezing to me. So we're debating whether or not to get you a neoprene cap to put under your cap. To keep your head warm. So I remember.
Haven't I worn two caps before?
No, I don't think so. No. We thought about doing that in Pensacola because that water was cold too.
And we didn't?
No, we didn't.
And I was fine?
Yeah, you were fine.
Then maybe I should.
But one of the things I remember jumping into the bay, because I did it, I think, three times at different times of the year. And there was the one time I jumped in and I remember instantly my head got cold. It was cold. I didn't feel it in my feet.
You just have to have your blood pumping.
Yeah, I didn't feel it in my feet or my hands. I felt it in my head. Remember that one time?
Because you have no hair.
Yeah. Remember that one time we went swimming in Pensacola when we first got our old wetsuits and it was freezing? Didn't your head freeze?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember. Okay. Yeah, that was the only other time I remember my head being cold. Okay, so we have to think about that. But it would be, I think it's neoprene. I think that's what you would use.
Well, would you need one in your Florida one?
No. No, it's in May.
Oh.
Remember when we used to go to vacation in Florida? It was about the middle of May during our vacation that week, the temperature changed.
Yeah.
And it went from cold to warm. So it's around that same time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. So what else we got planned this week? So tomorrow, Monday's off since you ran 7.5 miles today.
And after I finally have no pain. I mean, yeah.
No injury pain.
No injury pain. This injury thing has lasted since last year, October.
And you didn't decide to go run really fast today.
No,
so
but I am.
So
running,
you're not going to pull it.
But I am running faster than
yes.
I have
okay.
been. I'm almost. Yeah, I'm doing much better.
Yeah, and yesterday we rode our bikes and then we ran. I didn't think that you would be pulling any muscle. Plus, you were running with me, so you were running a lot slower.
Yeah,
because I was pretty wiped out after that bike. But then. Towards the end, I figured out how to run again. So it took me a while. for that. But you were doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little tired. I felt like I was heavy after the bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was okay after.
But nutrition-wise, you were fine. You weren't mm-hmm. foggy in your head at all.
No.
You had enough food and nutrition from the water bottles, right?
Yeah.
So we use... I know people think we're weird because we use sodium citrate for our salt in our drinks.
But it keeps you full.
And then, we use table sugar.
Yeah, and I didn't feel hungry.
And one scoop of Gatorade Perform.
Yeah, so I'll be fine. And then on the run route, they give you stuff. So I'll probably grab some water. I'll probably grab a little cup of Red Bull.
At the end, towards the end?
The end, yeah.
And on the bike that we did Saturday, we had Fig Newtons, right?
Yeah. They're not cookies. They're like Fig Newton protein bars.
Yeah, but it's not Fig Newton brand. It's just Fig bars.
It's Nature Valley or something.
Yeah, because it's... And normally on a 70.3, I would tell you to eat two packages of four bars total. How many did you eat yesterday? Just two?
Just two.
Just two. Me too. I only ate two. Maybe.
I just felt more thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a...
But by the time I get to the run, they have water for you. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
They have water, Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bananas.
Eat. I didn't eat.
Apples, bagels, I don't know.
I just chugged down water they gave me, and I...
And goo gels. You don't like goo gels.
I like goo gel. Oh, the goo gel, yeah.
But are you going to use the, what do we call it?
The blocks?
Yeah.
No.
Clip blocks? You're not going to use clip blocks on the run at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Because now you have
it upsets my stomach.
Now it does. It used to not before, so now... Things change, and so now we have to adapt. So what are you going to eat?
So I'll just eat those protein bars.
What protein bars?
The Nature Valley Fig Newton one.
Oh, you're gonna do it on your bike and your run?
I mean, I'll just grab one for the bike and one for the run if I feel like it.
I would suggest that you eat a banana, a couple halves of bananas on your run, too.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that, yeah.
But just to change it up.
I'm really into just having liquids most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't really feel...
It's quick.
...hungry.
And it's digestible.
And it helps your stomach.
Yeah, you don't get the blockage of having whole foods, but whole foods make whole...
And trying to digest. Yeah.
That whole thing, it can mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this week we've got... Oh, yeah, tomorrow off... We'll bike on Tuesday, and then I'll probably take
you. Yeah, I'm kind of excited to run again.
I'll take your bike to the bike shop Tuesday after, or Wednesday. So we probably won't see your bike for a week. And get it tuned up, give it a bath. Needs a bath. And then we'll get it back. But if you need to ride your bike, you can ride your other bike,
mm-hmm.
your red bike.
That works.
Your road bike.
Yeah.
And then we'll swim. Well, you can run again. Do you think you can do two runs in a row, Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yeah.
An hour each?
Yeah, I think I'm doing okay now.
Okay. Then Thursday we'll swim. Friday we'll have off. And then Saturday and Sunday will be our long days again. We'll probably have you run your long run on Saturday if the weather's nice outside.
Yeah.
First. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have a dentist appointment.
Saturday. Well, it'll be, in the afternoon when it's warm.
Yeah.
Or I can follow you down there, and after your dentist appointment, you can go ride by our old place while you've got numbing stuff in your mouth.
No, I'd rather come home and run our...
You'd be drooling off the side, drinking your water bottle.
No, I'm
drooling.
Just doing a cleaning.
Oh, that'd be funny, though.
I would, though.
You'd be like, I can't drink my water. It just comes out my mouth. Oh, are you going to stop at Bucky's?
Yeah, maybe.
Get a burrito?
Yeah.
You're going to get a mouth cleaning and then go to Buc-ee's and get some burritos.
Get a burrito.
Yeah, those are so good. Mm. You don't know what Buc-ee's are, you're missing out.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
It's down here in the South. Mostly Texas, but I think it's also some surrounding states.
Is it in Florida?
No, not in Florida.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, at least not that I know of in Florida. There's a, yeah, but around Houston, you go north, you'll hit one, you'll go east, west, you'll hit one, you go south, you hit one, you hit, yeah, even if you go take a different highway towards Corpus Christi, you'll hit one.
Mm-hmm.
So they're everyone. There's even one in Pearland, a little tiny baby one.
Yeah, but they still have good food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're probably going to cut this short again because Kate's tired. I'm tired. We had a hard weekend.
I got majorly sunburned.
Oh, yeah. In the fog.
Yeah. There was no sun, and I got first time sunburned for this year.
Even when we were on the beach, you're like, man, that's foggy.
I know.
So
it was still very, yeah, middle of the day, foggy. So I got my farmer's tan, farmer's sunburn on my arms.
Yeah, look at that.
And then my neck.
Oh, yeah.
Sunburn. No, well, a little bit of legs, but it's not really burnt.
All right. So you're ready for your...
I'm ready for
the heat to come?
For the summer, but I need to, I guess, lube up with suntan lotion.
Yeah.
Next time.
We need to buy some new suntan lotion because I think what we have is old.
Probably because we never use it.
And that's a nice thing. I think they, all the 70.3s, they've got suntan lotion right there when you get off on your bike or get ready to go on your bike. They've got it right there. They'll just put your hands out and you can rub it all over yourself. But then be careful because your hands will be slippery.
Or you can rub it in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
That burns.
Yeah, don't do that. And then on the run, too, they've got it. So always have protection or wear hats. You didn't wear your hat today when you ran.
Yeah, I wore my pink hat.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
No, I couldn't tell. You were so far ahead of me. See, she was gone.
I want to be gone. I want to be faster since this injury.
You were out the door and it's like, there she goes. Bye.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we got for this week because Kate said we had to do one this week. So.
Okay. Well, I won't say that we have to do one next weekend. We'll see.
All right. Well, until then.
For the big 30.
Oh, the big 30.
The big 30 anniversary party.
Yeah. Over the We'll be over the hill. So until then, stay addicted.
And try.